No, the thing was, is been pretty quiet the last few weeks because really not knowing what's going on, you know, with my leg. And honestly, it feels worse than it did before it ever got. I had surgery, and so pretty much it is not healed. It's not healing at all. I've been through different procedures and been up to Vail several times trying to figure out a way to get it right, and it doesn't feel right. I've taken the last 6 weeks off, and it really hadn't worked out or anything, and it feels worse. I wake up in the morning, I can feel it. I'm sitting down, I can feel it. And so a couple weeks ago, I went to a specialist in LA and got an evaluation, and more likely I'm gonna have to have another procedure. And so that's scheduled actually here pretty soon in January to have another procedure on my leg to try to get comfort in my leg, period. Now, as far as how that relates to football, I'm not really sure right now. So, because there's a couple of different procedures that you can have, and so I'm evaluating which one is gonna be best for me long term. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I really didn't wanna talk about it because I didn't wanna be a distraction to anything we were trying to do as a football team. We really, you know, I'm very disappointed in our season, but at the same time, we still have another game. We have another chance to go out there and try to get a win. So my focus was on that, and talked to Mike about that yesterday, and he said it's not a distraction if you address it, because, you know, everything is over on Sunday as far as that's concerned. So as far as the future, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. You know, afterwards, I'm not sure what the rehab process is like or if it's something I even want to try to do to get back to play professional football. And if it's one procedure, it's pretty much one procedure. It's almost a certainty that you're not going to be able to play. Well, no one's ever done it. And I don't know if I want to try to defy the odds at 37 years old and, you know, have a procedure like that and to try to play on it, you know. So, and that's where I'm at. And it's very important to me is what happens in this locker room. And so that's what I was trying to focus on, not to be a butthead to you guys, even though I like doing that. But, no, I just honestly, it's hard because, honestly, you know what, it could be the end of my career. My last game as a professional athlete with the Denver Broncos could be this Sunday. And so that in itself is really emotional, but at the same time, I'm blessed to be here this long. And I can remember 11 years ago having a conversation with John Elway in the weight room, and I was complaining about the way Rich Tootin was treating us. And John was like, just think you only have 10 years to go. And I'm like, yeah, right. I ain't going to be around here in 10 years. And now it's been 11. And so, you know, like I said, a lot of memories and things like that. But, you know, the thing is not over. Our season is not over. So I'm just trying to definitely respect everybody that's out there in cleats and make sure I don't take anything away from them. And so that's why I've been real hesitant to speak to anybody about it. Because, honestly, I'm still at the point where I don't know exactly what's going on. I just know my leg still hurts. Honestly, it's worse now than it was last year. It's worse now than it was before I actually had surgery, to me, and the way I feel. And so I'm not comfortable, and I have to get to a point where I'm comfortable.
What are the two procedures? I mean, like, what do they have to do?
I you know, there's a resurfacing and there's a hip replacement. There are two of the options with one doctor. And there's some other doctors who are out there that I'm looking at too. So, but the one doctor in LA, he does those two procedures. And the thing is though, it's immediate comfort. And so that's the option, you know, I'm looking at is which one is going to be best and long-term, because some of those procedures, they don't have, you know, a 20-year study on them or nothing like that. So I don't want to be back in there, you know, at 57 years old, having another procedure, you know. So hopefully it's something that'll last and it'll be a lifetime type deal.
Rod, did you say hip replacement?
That's one option.
Yeah. So your career's over at that point.
That's an option. Yeah, that's an option. Yeah. So, I mean, either way, I have to look out for what's best for me. And I've addressed that with, you know, me and Coach Shanahan actually just first talked about it for the first time yesterday. So, but it's a chance of that happening. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
Can you jog on the hip now?
Yeah, right. I can jog on it, but it's gonna be ugly. I don't even like walking on it. Yeah. It's that bad right now to me, and it's a matter of the hip socket. It's been bone on bone for a while, and that's a problem. You know, especially try to play pro football with it. And honestly, I think I did for a while, and without knowing it was probably doing more damage to it than good, for sure. So, and the thing is though, my mentality is what kept me here this long, being able to withstand pain and play hurt. But when you get injured, it's a different thing. And that same tenacity that helped me stay in the league as long is probably going to be the same thing that take me out of the league. And I was always told that you play this game as long as you can. And if I played my last football game, I did that. And so I'm okay with that.
Right, everybody doesn't get their happy ending, you know, like John did. How disappointing would it be to you if you had to go out like
I'm
this?
Happy. I'm happy. Trust me. To be here 14 years, I'm happy. Trust me. I mean, I understand being on the football field in cleats and all that thing is, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's a part of life. I can't be like, oh, well, if I would have played, I could have did this, this, and that, you know, and I'm not going to dwell on that. And it really just kind of defeats the purpose because it's a lot of what ifs, you know. So I don't really want to go into that.
How tough would it be to choose to do their hip replacement, knowing that that would probably be the end?
If it's the best option, then that's what I got to do. And the thing is, I got to listen to my body for once and look for life way beyond football, honestly. And that's the thing, you know, spending time with my kids, you know, this Christmas wasn't really about gifts. It was just about being around them, and their lives are changing because they're getting older, and I got to be a part of that. I've missed a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? My son had his first high school football game, you know, as a freshman this year, and I didn't see not one game. And that's very important to me. I got the tape, but you know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. And so that to me is real important. And my daughter's about to get out of high school and thinking about going to college. So, you know, those things are important. Those decisions are coming up in their life, and I need to be a part of that as well. Whether football works out or not, I need to be a part of those things.
Given everything you've accomplished, why even maybe hold out hope to come back? Why not just say, look, I had a great career. I want to spend time with my kids and do it. Is it just that you love the game that much and just want to make sure that it is over and you can't do it?
Yeah, but, you know, once you say it's over, it's over. And the thing is, though, I think once you say it, then it's really done. So I don't want to close that door until I know for sure that it's a done deal. You know what I'm saying? I know in football, it's not like basketball, baseball, guys retire and then they come back, you know. In football, once you pretty much say it's over, it's pretty much a done deal. And I want to be definite with my answer. So, but for the most part, I'm disappointed in our team as far as our record, because we have a lot of talent and we didn't put it together. And I say we, because I try to be a part of it as much as I could. And at the same time, not interfere in anything that we were trying to do as a unit. And that's every guy. And so in that part, it's hard to stand on the side and watch. But at the same time, I try to mentor and do whatever I could to get some of my experience on the football field. And in some ways, I did that. And not just with the receivers, with other guys who are on this football team who are trying to be professional athletes for a long time, not just this year. So, you know, I am happy with some of the things that I did do, you know, on the side, kind of mentoring and those types of things. So I am pleased with some of those efforts.
Would you want to stay around if you couldn't play? Would you want to? I know you don't want to coach, but I mean, would you want to roll?
I like teaching, but the coaches, their hours are too long. They can adjust the hours a little bit. They can adjust the hours and I can get paid the same, that'd be different. No, but honestly, I have a lot of things going on in my life, and the Denver Broncos has been a huge part of my life, man. And there's nothing I wouldn't do to try to help us get back to where we belong. And you know, that's something I'll probably have to talk to, you know, Mr. Bolin and Mike and the people who make those decisions. And there might not be a position or whatever, depending on what kind of capacity they would need me at. I have to evaluate that if that's the case, you know. So right now I don't know if that's the case, but there's nothing I wouldn't do, you know, for the Denver Broncos, period, you know, that'll get us back to where we belong.
What do you think this is missing right now? You said we have a lot of talent. What do you think's
going, you know, on this year? I think honestly, one thing, and I've gotten asked this question like twice in the last 2 days, and one thing is professionalism. And what I mean by that is a certain way you got to go about handling your business. It's a way you go about doing it. You can be a talented person, and that's all fine and good. Your stats can look great. But if you go about it the wrong way, it's all for nothing. You know, and I did a show with Lou from Littleton last night at Darcy's, and I had a great time because I told him all year I was going to try to do it, and I finally did it last week. And two of my kids were there with me, my daughter and my oldest son, and the people were coming up and they would talk to them. And two of the guys were like, my daughter said, yeah, the guy said he respects you a lot not for how you play football, but how you are as a person. And to me, that meant more to me than anything. For them to tell my kids that, not for me to have to tell them that. And so that is, no, I don't. But that's one of those things that I think that's the keys for us to get back on top is our organization had a certain standard of how we did things, and somehow we've lost that standard. It's not a matter of not playing hard, but it's a certain way we conduct the business. And I think I know we're going to get that back. And I think the interpretation is lost somewhere. And at the same time, as a player, I can only interpret it one way. It's the way they brought me in this business. And it helped me stay here 14 years. So I know it works. And that's the way I harp to every guy how to do it in this organization. But everybody's individual. And so, you know, you got to respect their individuality and their talents and all that. But at the same time, if you're going to work in this organization, I think there's a certain standard that we have that you have to abide by, or you don't need to be here.
Are you talking practice, meetings, off the field, off season?
Everything. Every person, not just players. That's upstairs, coaches, everybody. It's total organization involved. There's a mission, I'm sure. There's a mission statement somewhere around here, and that mission statement is getting lost somewhere in translation, because it should mean that everybody does the best that they can individually do for the best of the organization for us to win. That, to me, is the mission, from what I would understand, is the mission of this organization. And sometimes you see more individuality. I've seen more individuality in the last 4 or 5 years than I have team, and that's a problem with me. And you know, you can only address those issues individually, because you don't want to make big deals out of them. So
is that the way the players overall have changed, or this?
No, it's not. It's not just the players. It's everything.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's involved. You know, and I'm sure I probably changed too, in some way, shape, or form, too. So I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm including definitely myself in this whole deal. So, but the thing is, though, is what can we do to change it? And that's an evaluation process all of us have to make. And that's organization top to bottom. So, and I think that's something that we're definitely going to address, because our record doesn't indicate the type of organization or football team that we have, but it is what we are, and we have to live with that.
Ron, I just want to be clear that the procedure when you're choosing, is it your choice, or are you consulting with a doctor? Or
what? No, I'm just getting, I mean, more than likely, it's going to be my choice. You know, I kind of let them choose the last one. My thing is, because it's about quality of life as well, as more as it is about the possibility of trying to play football. You know what I'm saying? And and right now, I still got some other, my agent, you know, Jack and Tom Mills, they've done a great job of helping me find different people. And a doctor out in L.A., and I don't want to mention his name because I might be speaking out of line, but he was on vacation, and he actually came in the office to see me on his vacation, and I appreciated that, you know. So, and the people at Stedman Hawkins have helped me facilitate anything that, as far as to try to help me get better. This period.
So the other one's a cleanup. The other one, I mean, you have a hip replacement, or basically another cleanup,
or something like that. You know, and that's the thing is, I want to be definitely sure what I know of before they knock me out. I want to know when I come out exactly what you did, because if not, there's going to be lawsuits everywhere.
So I figured them out.
Yeah. Is the other one a scope, you know?
Huh?
Is the other one arthroscopic?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
but I think it's a little bit more. I think it's a little bit more invasive than that, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, because it's I think they have one called a resurfacing or something like that, and then they have hip replacement. And the thing about those surgeries, from what I've studied in the last few weeks, is that the recovery time is a lot less. They do them a lot less invasive than they did before, and people like come back from them pretty quick. You know, as far as being able to have a normal life, not trying to go be a pro athlete afterwards, but you know, your quality of life is better. You know, and most of those people are like 50 and 60 years old. So, but the thing is, though, if it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
It sounds like that's where you're leaning. Is that correct?
I'm not leaning anywhere. So don't start that. Don't even think about it. But I'm honestly not leaning in one way. But if that's the best way, then that's what it is. My thing is, I researched them both. That's one I studied the most, because that's the one that, to me, is the most invasive. And that's pretty much kind of a exclamation point on a lot of things, you know. So that's the one I want to know everything about it. If I go down that road, I need to know as much about it.
At any point, did you think you might be on the cusp when you were rehabbing this off season and just going through camp and working?
Of coming back?
And running out
there? Hell yeah, man. That's why I told him. I mean, 2 months ago, I was running. I was running routes, you know, and then I wake up and I can't walk.
So something happened.
I said, so something's not right. You know what I'm saying? And that was that bothered me, because our trainers did. I mean, I've put in a ton of hours, man, a ton of hours. I worked out more this year than I ever have in my entire career, trying to just get back on the field for those last 10 games or five of them, you know, and it didn't work out. And it was the best for the team that I didn't try to go back out there, and it was best for me individually. So, you know, the decision to put me on IR was the right decision, because honestly, I have a hard time getting up and walking. I can walk and move around, but I can feel it. And my thing is, I shouldn't have to. You know, and that's kind of just the reality of the whole deal.
So what you're saying is, you challenged me to a race a few months ago, and now is the time.
You'll kick my butt right now. Yeah, you blow the doors off me right now. I probably can get you in like the five, because I can take like two quick steps. But anything past five, I think you might have me. But no, honestly, I just I appreciate you guys' patience. I know, and honestly, it's been hard, man. It really has. From a mental standpoint, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, because of what we were going through. You know, my thing is, I've always been this way. If we're gonna get our butt kicked, and I want to get mine kicked too. You know, I want to, and it feels like you're on the side, watching everybody take blows. You know, and that's hard for me. That part kind of is the worst part of the whole deal. If we're gonna go down, I want to go down with him. I want to be dirty just like everybody else. But trust me, I'm definitely taking my lumps either way, on the sideline or out there.
Do you want to play again?
Yeah, I would. I mean, honestly, if I could be healthy, I would love to play. Honestly, I mean, I really didn't know I had torn ligament when the season ended last year. I just knew I had problems. I've been had problems with my hips since 2004, and see, that was something I didn't ever mention, because I was still out there and I was still being productive. 2005, I made a Pro Bowl. I was productive. So you figure, I'm hurt. I'm not injured. And then after the evaluation this year, they said, well, you have a torn ligament. And honestly, to this day, I still don't know when it got torn. I have no idea when, so I probably was, you know, still grinding on it the whole time. But, you know, that's here or there. I will honestly, my heart wants to be on the football field. You know, I want to be in the game and battling with the rest of the guys, and I can't. And so the capacity that, you know, Mike and I discussed was, you know, for me to be out there at every practice, and that's something I always wanted to do, and go to every game, and because I'm still a part of this football team. And as long as they got a check with my name on it, I owe them, you know. And I'm always going to be humbled to that point that I owe this organization, this team, and every person that works in this building.